USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors continue to present their case in the impeachment trial of President Trump. California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren telling the Senate President Trump obstructed Congress by refusing to turn over documents concerning his actions with Ukraine.
You may assume the documents that are being withheld would probably incriminate the president. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have provided them?
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says Lofgren and other House managers seem to be following an old adage.
The Democrats have literally bought into that premise that if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
The president is accused of seeking probes into a debunked claim that Ukraine was the source of the 2016 election meddling and political rival Joe Biden and his son while holding back congressionally approved military aid as leverage. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To stamp out what it called endemic abuses, the Trump administration has issued a new rule to deny U.S. entry to pregnant foreign women who want to have babies in the U.S. so that the newborns receive automatic citizenship. The White House said the rule aims to protect the integrity of American citizenship by ordering the State Department to deny visas to women who intend to enter the U.S. for birth tourism reasons. Calling birth tourism a glaring loophole in the U.S. immigration system, the White House said the rule change will ultimately protect the U.S. from the national security risks created by this practice. The rule doesn't, however, indicate how immigration officials will identify birth tourists or give criteria for such a classification. Former PBS News anchor Jim Lehrer has died. He co-founded the McNeil-Lehrer Report. PBS said he died in his sleep. He was 85. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Florida say DNA has led them to a suspect believed to be the so-called pillowcase rapist, a man who sexually assaulted as many as 25 women in the Miami area in the 80s. 60-year-old Robert Kohler is being held without bail.
Between May of 1981 and February of 1986, he literally terrorized women from south of Florida, throughout Florida.
State Attorney Catherine Rondell. Kohler faces charges in at least one case. Prosecutors say locating additional victims is expected to take some time, but more charges are expected. A presidential candidate is saying he's not going to be part of the Senate impeachment trial in exchange for appearances. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he doesn't want to be part of a witness swap that would have him testify at the Senate impeachment trial in exchange for appearances by former and current Trump administration officials. Biden, speaking in Iowa, tells a crowd,
"The reason why I would not make the deal, the bottom line is, this is a constitutional issue, and we're not going to turn it into a farce, into some kind of political theater. They're trying to turn into political theater, but I want no part of being any part of that."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.